106.7 The Fan.
My darling, can you picture?
I'll let you sing, B.
Go ahead, Doc.
We got football on television tonight. Hall of Fame game. First preseason game of the year. Kind of kicks off the weekend in Canton. Guys going in the Hall of Fame. We are 3 years away from that being Brian Mitchell. But before I get into just kind of talking about the Hall of Fame game tonight, there is some interesting stuff to watch this evening. I wanted to give my guy Jeff a little shine. A lot of fans have talked a lot. Jeff does a great job in season making his weekly hype songs for every game. And Jeff, help me understand. You finally got them all out online.
Yes, we have them out. We are missing some due to copyright issues.
The track?
Yeah, we had some things on there, but it's fine. This season will be better, but we had a great year last year on the field and with the music. We completely elevated the sound, and now it's available. I know a lot of people were DMing me, especially Commandante Tequila. I mean, he was like, yo, when are the songs come out? But I appreciate that because that shows someone wants to listen.
It would be so funny watching Commandante Tequila riding down the street bumping your stuff with that
cool
Joker face.
You think Commandante drives a lowrider? Out in Cali now?
He probably got one that's low on one side.
So it looks like you can find it. I know you just tweeted it out. I just
Spotify,
retweeted it.
Apple Music.
Yep, it's on Spotify.
Apple Music. That new
Instagram
stuff.
Title. It's everywhere. You can even use the song in your Instagram post, your TikTok. It's everywhere. Just search Jeff Too Funny, Jeff the number 2 funny, and it's there.
All right. Now, may I ask questions?
What's up?
This fall, maybe we work on getting them posted like every week rather than, because it looks to me like we're dropping all of the 24 season on July 31st of 25.
Yeah, so the reason why I did that, because as I told you before, copyright issues.
Okay.
But then I did it because I wanted to get it around camp, because when everyone's at camp and they first put on pads and everything, that's when everyone get excited. So I want to catch that excitement. So I chose to drop it. Right now, we're about to go play New England, and people are fired up about football. But
should have had a camp song, Jeff.
Next year, wait on it. I was just about to drop that bomb. We got a song coming the last week of camp, so be ready. And then other than that, just go listen to it. Hey, criticize me. Don't try to criticize me on the timeline. Hop in my DM if you got any ideas for songs or anything I should use. Hop in my DM. I'm open to it.
Yeah, I got some bars for you this year. Yeah,
Jeff's DMs are definitely open.
Yeah.
When will we get the first song? Week one?
Week one, baby.
Okay.
I got something special for that. I'm trying to pull it off, so hopefully it works.
Jeff, a well-documented musician that won't hold the microphone near his face while we're sitting in a tent.
Oh, I thought I was loud enough.
Nah, he was talking, and that microphone was running from that dragon.
All right. So if you want to check out Jeff's songs, check out all his social handles. Best place to find them. Not going to pretend that the Hall of Fame game is awesome football, right? Let's be real.
It's not that good.
That said, I got something intriguing for you to watch, Brian.
What you got?
Do you know who is starting at quarterback for the Chargers?
Trey Lance.
And obviously it hasn't gone well. The Niners drafted him super high.
He's with Dallas.
Now, I'm curious.
You remember when Dallas signed him, everybody talking about, man, Dak should be worried. For what?
People are always in a hurry for the new thing. Sports hipsters that always want to be first on the train, right?
Mm-hmm.
Justin Herbert is obviously the starter in L.A. for the Chargers.
Yeah, yeah.
What does it tell you that Taylor Heineke isn't going to play tonight either and Lance gets the game?
They want to see what Lance can do. I think Taylor's that guy where people know what he can do a little bit and he can come in and do certain things, but they really want – if they find out they have something with Trey Lance, Taylor might be in trouble. But they don't need to see what Taylor is. They know what Taylor is.
Exactly.
So if they find out Trey can be a little bit more than Taylor, or he can't be, then they make a, he makes a decision for him.
So the Chargers drafted Carolina running back Omarion Hampton, Tar Heel, in the first round. Najee Harris got hurt with the fireworks. Remember that from 4th of July? I don't know how much of Hampton we get to see tonight, but I think it could be interesting, even if it's one drive for him. His speed and quickness really stood out on the college level. You wonder if you'll see that tonight.
Yeah, I mean, but I still stick by it. You learn how to play football by playing football. And my thing for a college guy coming into a pro-style offense, well, what pro-style offense is today, it's more like college. But a Jim Harbaugh's offense, I want to see. I think you would want to see him play a little bit. You know, I understand everybody want to put everybody in bubble wrap, but damn, if I got a running back that I'm planning on giving the ball to a lot, I need to see him be able to do something, not just go through preseason and end up playing a quarter. That doesn't get you ready for a season of football.
All right, so White Brian was able to track down some numbers for us. Maybe we'll put some bets in a little later. Omarion Hampton, you could bet this, his yardage total tonight is 18.5. So that leads me to believe they think he's playing one series tops.
Okay.
Starting at quarterback for the Lions tonight, Hendon Hooker.
That's Tennessee guy, right?
Tennessee, yeah. I mean, he was really good and then got hurt late in the year. I think he blew out his knee, right? That Tennessee team, remember they beat Bama in that like crazy shootout? That was a good team. There was a lot of excitement about Hooker. I don't know what he's got. Jared Goff is very firmly established. And I don't know how much Hooker and Lance will play, but I'm at least interested enough to watch those two.
Yeah, yeah.
Hall of Fame game, I think, starts probably – you think they wait till 8:30 for that game? I know – here's what I do know. On Channel 4, usually the 6 o'clock news is an hour. Tonight it's only a half hour, which means NFL on NBC is coming on. Football night's coming on at 6:30, which leads me to believe kickoff's at 7:30, right?
Could be.
So you know what? Am I incorrect, Kerwin?
I'll tell you here shortly.
What? Okay, I got it all wrong.
It's at 8 o'clock.
Nightly news with Tom Yamas at 6:30.
8 o'clock is going to be the Chargers in the Lions.
So football night at 7, 8 o'clock kick, which probably means 8:15.
This is 8 here, but we'll see.
Well, let's hope Lauren wasn't listening, because I was going to use the Hall of Fame game to not have to do bedtime. You're like, baby, I got to watch this. Bedtime's kind of 7:30 to 8. Now I might be back in.
Like sometimes I keep
every time you, I think I'm out, they like pull me
the
back
things
in.
I say to you, like, you got to stop saying what you think and just say it off air. Because more than likely, she's listening or somebody that knows her listening.
That's probably true.
And I just texted to her. I'm sorry. No, I'm joking.
We have a little bit of a local tie beyond Heinicke, who won't play. Kyle Allen is backing up Trey Lance. Remember when Ron traded for Kyle Allen and, like, people really thought he was going to be the starter?
Yeah.
He ended up starting some games, but I don't know. And DJ Ugalele, the kid that started at Clemson, ended up in Florida State, was at Oregon State for a minute.
Wasn't that good.
Nope. Big kid, though. Big arm.
Big, but big guy. Like, you know, I know people be telling me, oh, man, he got a gun. Like, Doc said a lot. I tell Doc all the time. But he don't know where the hell it's going. And a guy with a gun that don't know where he shoot that or throw into that, guess what? That's a problem.
Dangerous.
Dangerous as hell.
Tonight will also be the first time we see the new kickoff rules. So the league was happy with the kickoff last year. But I think they do want to see more teams not kick the ball out of the end zone. So they've moved the touchback to the 35 instead of the 30. You know, the 35, the way these dudes, the way the kickers can kick field goals, like the guy.
They get 30 yards. The way the field goal.
The way the Cowboys dude is, dude, they get 20 yards. 45 is what, a 60-yarder, 62? If you can get to the 43, those guys, a lot of these guys, that's a field goal opportunity.
Yeah, but I think that's going to be a desperation. You mess around early in the game and go for a 62-yard field goal, you're basically giving them the ball in prime field position. That's going to be something that happens later in the game when you got a guy with a strong leg. But I understand what the league is doing, because I used to always tell you about what Coach Gills would say. If you get, they had stats and percentages of where you get, if you get possession of the ball in the 10, 15, 20, they will tell you the different percentages of getting a score at the end. And from the 20-yard line to the 35-yard line, it's drastic that you get that the scoring opportunity. So this is trying to put that fear into those guys. If I'm a – listen, if my kicker can kick it high, I'm kicking it high, trying to have you catch it inside.
That's what these guys do.
Inside the four.
Dirty
inside
kicks.
Inside the 0 and the 5-yard line, and I'm going to go down there and make a damn tackle.
The only time it hurt him last year was Turpin. And yeah. Turpin is among the best in the league.
And on that play, if the guy coming in at that lane closes, Turpin, when he cuts back, he's down looking like la-la. He'd been looking for some stars in his head.
When they were practicing punts today, it was wild watching Izzo just sprint up and down with the gunners. Mm-hmm. Izzo's high energy, man.
Izzo reminds me a lot of Harbaugh.
I could see that.
Harbaugh used to do the same thing. But I had to warn him, like, Coach, you know, you're not liked by everybody. Stop running down. Somebody going to catch you.
I saw this interview. I want to say it was the PFT – the pardon my take boys, PFT commenter and crew with Harbaugh, where he said he realized to become a head coach, he had to dial back some of the way he coached special teams. Like, he had to carry himself a little bit differently. And that dude, as a head coach, seems to carry himself fairly intensely.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine coaching specials.
But the thing of it is it's weird where a special team coach who deals with everybody on the team
right.
except the starting quarterback has to start coaching 8 people to get a job in the NFL. He had to go from a special teams coach to a linebacker coach. That special team coach had a kick return, punt return, kickoff, punts, field goal block. You know, all those different things. And that shows you a lot of, you know, planning and all that. And you got to go coach 7 people, basically, where your D coordinator makes all the schedules. And then they say, oh, yeah, you show me you can be a coach now. That makes no sense to me.
I know that the way they keep messing with the overtime rules drives you crazy. Now, there is a new overtime situation.
We better not deal with none of that in preseason.
I believe the league changed the rule that there is no more overtime in preseason. So there should not be any special overtime rules. Coming up at noon, we're opening these phones. It is a Bleep You Thursday. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.